Welcome back for another episode of Twat Tech Radio, where it's all tech and no bullshit. Today, we're going to bring you a quick little episode about caring for portable USB drives. It wasn't that long ago that we released a short episode about USB drives in general, how to come across one and compare cost versus how many gigs you get so you can find the best deal. And this time we're just going to kind of follow up with really how to care for it, how to take care of it, what you can and can't do, or I guess I shouldn't say can't do because you can just about, you can do anything you want. We're just going to try and save you from doing anything stupid. So essentially, When you find that you can't do something, it's probably based around security purposes. Because everybody loves thumb drives, or otherwise USB data storage devices. I'll probably refer to them as thumb drives from here on out, because that's the term coined around here. I mean, they're awesome. You can get them anywhere from, you know, 1 megabyte up to, just if you get one of those little USB hard drive enclosures that they were talking about on the other episode, you could, you know, have it limitless, 250, 300 gigs, 500 gigs. I think they even have a terabyte USB double mounted hard drives now. So you can put anything on these things. I mean, you can have automatic booting operating systems, you know, Linux, Windows CE can be thrown on one of them things, boot up anything, you know, it's kick ass. You know, you can have MP3 players on them. A lot of people will have that mini install of Firefox on there, their little web browsers, so they can use Firefox wherever they go. You can have your secure email client on there, so you can always get and send your email without worrying about all the extra stuff you might be missing. So you can have it nice and secure, because everybody knows that email in general is totally open to being attacked or intercepted, even if you will. You know, some people even carry around web servers. I mean, the options are limitless. And really, what I'm going to be getting down to is there a reason to not encrypt the data on the USB storage device? Well, yes. A lot of people will tell you, you know, any media, like your laptop, like your USB storage devices, even your computer, they just want you to encrypt it all. You know, just be secure. Be 100% secure. But I mean, let's be real here. If you want a live CD on your thumb drive, you really can't encrypt that very well. You know, if you want to automatically boot an operating system, unless your master trickery can get around it, you're going to have at least some unencrypted information to boot that operating system. Otherwise, even if you have the content encrypted, you still need a piece of unencrypted software to decrypt that content anywhere you go. Otherwise, how would you port encrypted content? I mean, I suppose you could take it from work to home, back, you know, back and forth, but you know, in most situations you're going to need something to decrypt the content. I mean, I have SSH. I like to carry that around on a little thumb drive. I don't have to encrypt my simple little applications most of the time. But anything you need to auto run, you know, you just want super quick access to, you really don't need to do that. But the point of the matter is there a reason to not encrypt any sensitive data you may stupidly be making mobile via thumb drive? And the answer to that, my friends, is fuck no. It's a simple, it's not even math. It's just understand the risks. If you you got to consider how liable you are for the loss of any data that you may be carrying on a portable device. And if you're carrying sensitive data and you're not encrypting it, you're probably just you're dumb. And that's just all there is to it. So, we're going to work from there. Now, I carry quite a bit on my thumb drives. I mean, I have one of those little keychain drives. I don't use that a whole lot. But I do have one of those Soyo Cigar 20 gigabyte hard drives. It's like a teeny little white USB drive. It works on USB too. It's pretty slick, pretty fast. You know, it's about the size of a Razer cell phone. It's not overly large, but I carry a lot of stuff. Unencrypted stuff I keep on there would be SSH. You know, it's PuTTY for those of you that need a application name. I keep Paint Shop Pro on there. You know, I mean, never know when I'm going to want to hack up some images on somebody. Well, if no, I only keep that on there if it's legal. Never mind. Scratch that. I keep a bunch of different apps on there. Like, I went over getting started with PHP on Windows. Well, I keep the Vertigo Serve install files on my portable drive unencrypted. You know, that's great. And you always have to have some leeching tools on your thumb drive. You know, I keep uTorrent on there. It's a teeny little app that lets me rip torrents when I realize I'm on a decent connection. You know, I always keep wget handy, the Windows version at least. Because it's not very often I'm, you know, walking down the street and I run into a Linux box just chilling there. But wget's always handy, and I don't encrypt that. You know, there's a lot of cool little stuff that USB drives are great for. Nmap, Ethereal, Mac Makeup, you know, Hex Editor. Shit, it just depends on what you want to do. If you audit networks, then all of these tools might be kind of handy for you to carry around unencrypted. You know, I mean, none of this really poses a threat to you. If it falls apart, you know, if somebody else picks it up, if somebody grabs your keychain and bolts for the door, you know, I'll even go so far as I won't encrypt ebooks, you know, data sheets, you know, a lot of PDF form information that is generic. You know, I may even, you know, if I go out and buy a book, an ebook, because I really don't buy much paper books anymore, but I won't encrypt that. You know, if I lose it, oh what? It's my loss. But what do I keep secure? If I'm running around, a couple different things are source code. I always keep source code encrypted. My documentation, you know, your mileage may vary, but I keep my documentation encrypted, you know, especially if I'm working on a project for an employer who. Whereas this software is not going to end up being available to anyone except for them. So nobody else needs that documentation. You know, if you signed an NDA and you need to, this information is, or the documentation even falls under that, then it seriously has to be encrypted. You know, it's more sensitive data. I keep my general notes, my personal notes, any security-based notes, all that's encrypted. Conversations. You know, anytime you log a conversation, or if you have like a PuTTY SSH log that you want to keep, all that, you know, all that is encrypted, guaranteed. And there's also a couple applications I keep encrypted, but you know, nothing like install applications. Like I said, we can go back to the very beginning of this, and seriously, it is all based on understanding your risks. If you use WSFTP, now I might get slapped in the face for even saying I use this, but I use WSFTP. It keeps all my programs, or it keeps all my FTP login and passwords right with it. But the problem with this is if anybody in the world can just copy my WSFTP folder and all the passwords and usernames go with it. I may be using an outdated version, but that's how it works. So, I mean, I keep that encrypted. And I keep HTMLKit encrypted for some reason or another. That was the my text editor that I generally keep roaming around with me. And, you know, I just like to have all this stuff mobile and on the go with me. Another thing that has a little something to do with security is what kind of USB data drive do you have? And what does that have to do with security? I mean, we can jump off onto a far tangent and say, well, I have a bio... But I can't even talk. A biometric drive, where it won't even work unless my thumb's hanging on to the. You know, some of these newer drives, you gotta put a fingerprint on there, and then it'll get kickstarted for you. But you know, that's all right, I guess, for security. You know, you might not have to keep the contents actually encrypted. Based on, you know, when people lose their thumb drives, it's generally not because of corporate espionage, but it could be. So if you're using a biometric drive, then you might as well just go ahead and encrypt it anyway. You know, I'm not a big fan of biometrics. I don't think it works at all. I think they're one part of a two-part system. So I mean, if you have a biometric drive, that will, you know, it requires you to scan your eye or some crazy shit like that before it'll open. I think that would be a great first initial step to open up the encrypted file. So now you have to go and unencrypt it. You know, throw your hash in there, your password, whatever it takes. And really, this just kind of segues into when and how do you lose your drive. So most of the time, you're just going to lose your drive because you're in a coffee shop, you know, you're in a Starbucks, you're sitting there, and you just leave it on the table and you walk off. Well, somebody else has got it. You know, that biometric drive is going to kind of be handy there. But any other situation, any information that you had on there is immediately somebody else's, because you know they're going to put it in a computer and just test it out. So that's just how it is. I mean, actually, I was listening to Paul.com's radio show, and you can search there. That's Paul.com.com. The Paul.com is all spelled out. And they were explaining something about how people put something in the range of 50 USB thumb drives in a parking lot in front of a corporate headquarters of a bank, I believe it was, and most of them got picked up and inserted into a computer somewhere. Now, we're not going to cover that kind of hacking with thumb drives, but I mean, you know, that is exactly what people do. They pick this stuff up and go, ooh, look what I found, and they put it in there. You know, you pick up $5, you're going to spend it. It's just, what can you do with something you found that wasn't yours? And so that'll bring us back. You have to keep this stuff encrypted, unless you're just using it for maybe simple data storage. If you just got your Firefox install on there, your little web server on there, just so you can, you know, some people keep the web server on there, so if you insert it into a computer, it automatically pops up. You can share files without enabling Windows file sharing and all kinds of other cool stuff. But as long as you don't keep anything that you're not afraid of losing on there. But this is where I kick in and say, you should just throw on an encrypted volume on your thumb drive anyway, because you know you're probably going to end up at some point in time using it for a purpose that will require you to put some kind of information on there that you do not want to get in the hands of somebody else. You know, I'm not saying you're hacks or cracks or hiding, you know, top government documents or anything, but you know, even the average Joe, do you even really want the pictures of your little daughter getting stolen from somebody? I mean, it's truly, let's just jump into this. How do you put this simple little encryption file system on here? There's a company, Lexar. Now, they sell what they claim to be a secure jump drive. I've had one of these before. I think you can even buy them at like Walmart or something for $20. I'm not sure how good the encryption on them is, but I believe it's just like you plug it into a computer and then immediately it pops up. It's kind of cracked out in the fact that it installs some teeny little application so it can allow you to access the private and public partitions. But once it's all running and stuff, we've worked out all right. It's not too bad. But of course, when I had mine, I deleted all that stuff off there. I didn't even use the encryption because it was just an application thumb drive. It had my antivirus installer on there, my Firefox, etc. How I actually do it now is by using the software TrueCrypt. Now, if you want to listen to a podcast about TrueCrypt, because I'm not going to go into a lot of details about it, but you can look up Security Now. They're episode number 41. Actually, I got the URL for that. That is 3ws.grc.com/securitynow.htm. It's all one word. And you'll be able to find episode number 41. They just go on and on about TrueCrypt. I think Paul.com Security has a little bit on it. It's just a nice, easy to use, open source encryption program, and it encrypts on the fly. So what you do is you just create a little encrypted file system, a little encrypted file even, and then TrueCrypt opens it and mounts it as a drive. And anything going in and out is encrypted and unencrypted on the fly. So it's super easy. And it even has the ability to create traveler disks. So when you insert this thumb drive into another computer that doesn't even have TrueCrypt installed on it, it runs its little auto run, or you can just double click run it after opening it, and then it will still allow you to open and mount your encrypted partitions. So using TrueCrypt, there is no reason not to have anything encrypted. I don't particularly care for the traveler disk ability they have, but I have it on there anyway. I mean, sometimes when it seems kind of weird, computers may randomly auto-execute and auto-run these thumb drives, which is something we're not even going to get into right now, but sometimes it'll just automatically pop up to unencrypt, and sometimes it won't. It's a little goofy at times, but the point is TrueCrypt is totally free and open source, and a lot of good security guys believe in it, so I'm sticking to it. It's pretty nice. Now, another little program that keeps files or keeps the text encrypted is LockNote. Now, I love LockNote. You can go check this out. It's called Steganos LockNote. Just search up LockNote on Google. You'll find it. And all this is it's a simple encrypted replacement for Notepad. It just encrypts itself when you save it, and it unencrypts when you open it. I'm not sure how deep the encryption is, but I use LockNote all over. Now, the first thing I thought was kind of cool, but it's kind of annoying, the same pattern is, LockNote is a self-executing file. So if you have a LockNote file, it's filename.exe. You double-click it, the encryption password thing comes up, you type in your password, you're instantly, your file's open, and you can edit your Notepad text file. And then you close it, it saves, you don't need a password to exit out and whatnot. And you have this tiny little executable that you can send to anybody you want, and then, you know, telephone them up or whatever, give them the password, they can open it. But what's cool about the fact that it's executable is that it scares people to run. Everybody that I know of that's got half a brain cell will not run an executable out of their email unless, you know, it came tarred or zip gz bz from a friend of theirs, and they knew exactly when it was coming and all that other good stuff. So it's kind of scary for people to see executables hanging out. And one kind of fun thing that you can do is you can use the LockNote icon as kind of a little hack on top of an annoying virus or malware or spamware, and throw it on your thumb drive, so when somebody tries to open that, they immediately get bombed with something extremely annoying or offensive, and that will immediately put them off to the rest of your LockNote files. Now, how many you mix up into your thumb drive could just be a matter of entertainment to you, but, you know, it's kind of a way to retaliate without actually retaliating, maybe? I'm not entirely sure how that works, but it's kind of a fun, scary-ass way of attacking back, because all of your LockNote files are going to be executable files, and all of them are going to have the same icon. So, you know, it's your mileage may vary. Now, another reason that I was going to get into earlier about encrypting your content is when you're walking around inserting your thumb drives or USB drives in foreign computers, how many viruses are traveling around? I mean, if they have a virus working right now in their task manager, you know, it's a process running away, it might immediately jump on the stuff that you have on your jump drive. But what this poses a question to that I don't know the answer, actually, is can viruses attach themselves to encrypted volumes? Now, I wouldn't think that'd be possible, since an encrypted volume is essentially 100% garbage. It's just garbled, unreadable crap, and hopefully it doesn't have a header. You know, it doesn't have anything at all to explain what the file itself is. So if a virus of any kind attempted to attach itself to it, you'd think it would just immediately make it junk. I'm not sure how that would work. I don't think any virus of any kind could really attach itself to an encrypted volume, but somebody will have to correct me on that. And also, when it comes down to it, I wanted to ask one last question. Do web-based apps provide better corporate security in respect to USB data theft? Now, the reason I ask that is because I can't remember who posted it, but there was a podcast not recently, look it up, on Pod Slurping. And what this essentially is people coming into corporate situations with their thumb drives and just throwing them on a computer like these crazy people did. They dropped 50 of these USB thumb drives in front of a bank headquarters, and banks started putting them in their computers. Well, on that same idea, what if I walked into the bank headquarters, or not a bank, they have decent physical security, but if I just walked into a weird warehouse in the back door, if you've ever just walked up to the back door of a warehouse, you can generally walk in, walk around, nobody says nothing to anybody because everybody's working. You could just run up to their warehousing PC, slap a USB thumb drive in there, and boom, auto run, or just double click open and have everything you want just ripped right onto that. And so that bring me around to, does having a secure web-based application help provide better security for the USB data theft? I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little far out there, and maybe I just do a little bit too much web-based app, or I create too many web-based apps, but I think it might help. I think it's a small angle, but I think it might help. Oh, well. That was about it for this caring for portable USB drives on Twat Tech Radio with Hack. You can also find me over at haqur.com, or you can email me at burnmytime@gmail.com. I definitely welcome MP3 responses. Bye.